Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's been in the headlines for using her personal email account for official business, but she's hardly the first government employee to do that. Last year, lawyers for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's administration recommended a ban on using personal email for official communications. A year later, there's still no policy in place. Political reporter Melissa Hayes looked into that topic for a story in The Record, and she joins us on Newsworks Tonight to discuss what she found. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Why were lawyers hired by the Christie administration to look into email practices of government employees in the first place?
This all stems from the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal that kind of erupted last January when we first reported that Deputy Chief of Staff to the governor named Bridget Kelly had sent an email that's kind of now infamous that said, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." She sent that email from her private email account to the private email account of an appointee of the governor's at the Port Authority, and that was just a couple weeks before lanes were closed, causing gridlock in Fort Lee and the surrounding area for about 4 days. The governor hired this team of lawyers from Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher that was tasked with looking into his office's involvement in those lane closures and coming up with recommendations of what to do going forward to avoid something like this happening again.
So what did they suggest?
Well, they had a lot of suggestions. They issued this very voluminous report, but one of the main things that they said needed to be done was they needed to ban the use of personal email by governor's office employees. And they also suggested that the governor hire an ombudsman for his office to make the employees aware of their ethical responsibilities. Now, last April, Governor Christie did hire that ombudsman, Seton Hall University Law School Dean Patrick Hobbs, and he tasked him with overhauling the electronic communications policy for his office. We know that same day that Christie announced that hiring, his staff were counseled not to use personal email, but to this date, they have not put that policy in writing. That's a public record. They can request those records, and the state can go in and look at that email server and say, okay, here are the records responsive to that request, and hand them over. But if employees use their private email accounts, the government doesn't have access to that information, and this is what became a big issue in the case of Hillary Clinton. And they can't respond to those public records requests.
Now, of course, there are a lot of ways to hide things. Some conversations never take place in email. There's no recording anyway.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. One of the people I spoke to for my story said that there's a big difference between a guideline and telling someone verbally that you shouldn't use private email and then having a policy in place with tangible repercussions that would actually deter someone from doing it. Obviously, you can't stop everyone from not following the rules, but you can at least have those rules in place for people to follow.
So here we are a year after the recommendation was made to put these into place, to put policies, not just guidelines, into place, and nothing's really happened. Is there any indication that things are going to change anytime soon?
I definitely think it's something this whole team of lawyers suggested be done, so I can't see the state just saying, well, we decided not to do it. I mean, the governor's office has spent millions of dollars on this law firm, and the governor really came out in support of their recommendations last year. I suspect that it's probably something they're working on, but it maybe just wasn't a priority and they haven't gotten around to it yet.
And going back to the George Washington Bridge lane closing scandal and the investigation, some of these private emails did surface eventually. So is there any indication that if these rules had been in place at the time, things might have been any different?
I don't know, because with some of these employees that are no longer working for the state government, I should add, they were using private email to intentionally circumvent state email, which is a public record, which is recorded in the state servers. There were cases where some of these employees were forwarding emails to their personal accounts and then carrying on those conversations via personal account. And the only reason we got access to any of this information at all is because of the state investigation. There's also a federal investigation. But state lawmakers issued subpoenas, and some people turned over those documents. David Wildstein, who was on the receiving end of that time for some traffic problem in Fort Lee email, he turned over some documents, and that really shed light on some of these conversations. But other people, like Bridget Kelly, the deputy chief of staff that sent that email and that Christie since fired, you know, refused to turn over those documents and successfully fought the subpoena in court. So there's still so many unanswered questions because all of these things happened via private email. We don't know even why the lanes were closed.
Melissa Hayes is a political reporter for The Record. Melissa, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.